no keynotes, there's no breakout sessions, no panels, anything like that that would pull the attention away from you. And all eyes are on you literally the entire day.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. We have our next LA Tech spotlight for you, and it is with Tech Day LA. I'm madly in love with Tech Day LA. They've been so supportive of not only growing the community here in Los Angeles, but also growing the global community of startups. It's quite incredible what they do. I've heard nothing but good things since before I could even go. I remember I'd be out of town like the first couple of years, and I'm like, no, and everybody said, oh, you should have been there. You should have been there. So it's the event. Everybody asks, what's the event not to miss? This is the event not to miss. Welcome, Tech Day LA.
Thanks for having us this spring. We're so excited to be here.
We're so excited.
Yay. Okay, so go ahead and both of you introduce yourselves and kind of give us a framework of how you're involved.
Sure. So I'm Sebastian. I'm one of the event directors, and I work with all partnerships for, I guess, all three of the events that we do. So here in LA, of course, as well as in New York and in London. So I work with the wonderful Esprit from We Are LA Tech. I work with all the investors. I work with universities and other resources in the communities that we have events in.
So cool.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I'm Casey. I'm also an event director. I work with all of our startups, not just in LA, but also in New York and a few in London. And they're really startups of all sizes. So everyone from super early stage up into late stage companies.
And what is your role exactly, Casey?
So I find different companies that I think would benefit from the event. We bring together a ton of resources and reach out to them, get them involved, help them through the process, booth ideas, kind of anything they need. I'm here for them.
And now, just to give everybody an idea, it's a huge event. So what numbers are we looking at? How many attendees do we have? How many startups do we have? How many investors do we have?
It's actually massive. So it changes for every event and every year. We always grow. This year for our event in LA here, we're expecting about 300 startups, or actually over 300, and then 12,000 attendees. And those are all of the resources. So investors are about 10% of that usually. Of course, that changes a bit year to year, but that's what we typically see across the board. And then outside of investors, there's press, there's users, there's mentors, there's corporates, there's other entrepreneurs. So really anyone that you could be interested in partnering with, meeting with, for any stage that you're in.
And which one? So you have London, you have New York, and you have Los Angeles, and you do each one of these annually,
yep.
Correct? And which one is the biggest?
New York is the biggest.
New York. And then?
Then is LA.
And then is LA.
Yeah.
Take that, London. I'm just in London. I love London. Yeah. Take that, London. So, I'm so excited. So first of all, let's talk about why are the both of you so passionate about working for Tech Day LA? And then I want to get into like, what are some of the stories you've heard? Because I've heard so many stories from founders on how Tech Day LA was a pivotal resource in growing their startup. So they're like, yeah, Esprit, whatever. Like every event says that. But like, seriously. So first, let's get in why you're passionate about it. Yeah.
So I'm super passionate about it. I've been with Tech Day for 2 years now. And when I first came in, it was the first year we were in LA. And I had been there for 3 weeks and they flew me out to this event. I didn't know anything. I didn't know that much about startups. And it was kind of just crazy being immersed in the whole process. The next year, my boss was like, we're launching our second year. I want you to be in charge of everything startup. So I got to have my hand in growing the entire event, doubling the size, bringing in a ton of new startups, a ton of alumni that we love. So it was amazing to just kind of see the transformation that year two makes, because it's always challenging entering a new market when people don't know us. But coming in and being able to grow it and just see the success was incredible. And that was just my favorite moment. And now we're in year three and it's going to be better than ever. It's growing every year and it's amazing.
Wait, can we just take a beat for a second? You just said that we're in year three, and what I heard, that's like long term in the work job life these days. Yeah. Like the you've been with the same company in our generation for 3 years.
Yes. A long time. Right?
Like, at this point you should you should be getting your social security check. <No. Yeah. laughs>
I'm almost retired basically.
Basically.
Yeah. So it says a lot about the organization though that like you're really proud to be a part of it. Sebastian, yeah. Like what is it for you?
So I think I enjoy most being able to actually help startups. A lot of people have a lot of fluff around it, but I guess working directly with startups and working with the resources directly that they're looking for, I'm able to make those connections, actually see where that goes. And it's right. great being able to see that year to year. And I saw them last year, what's new? And they're like, you know, that intro you made 9 months ago actually led to something.
Yeah.
And
I know.
That's just what's great about it. I mean, startups are always exciting. There's always something new going on. So I think doing events is kind of a good way to see everything that's new, see everything at once as well, which is mind-blowing.
Yeah.
But actually being able to engage with the community and see everyone, it's really great.
And I like, this is super side note, but I like love working with you guys. They are so supportive of We Are LA Tech and so just, you're super down to earth. You're not stuffy. You know what I mean? Like, you're not like, oh, I get super trendy startup world. Yeah. No, you're like, how can I be? And it's not that, you know, that gross, like, how can I help you? And then you want something out of it. Those people, you're not those people. You're like, literally like, hey, what's up? How can I help you? I really love what I do and I want to be supportive of you. And this event is about you achieving your dreams. And that is why I work for this company, because I'm able to do what I love by helping you do what you love.
Yeah. Exactly.
Did I get that unlocked?
Exactly. That is it. Yeah.
So what makes Tech Day LA, like what can people expect? What makes it different than the zillion other events that exist in the tech space?
I guess there's one main thing that we kind of pride ourselves on is that there's no keynotes, there's no breakout sessions, no panels, anything like that that would pull the attention away from you. So it's an expo style event. So every startup has a booth. And all eyes are on you literally the entire day. We bring the entire community together. You can really find anyone that you want or need. Mm-hmm. And there's no one giving a keynote that might pull your attention away.
Right.
And that's really what we pride ourselves on. We actually are there shaking people's hands, meeting people, finding the right connections, and doing that, you know, all in one day somehow.
And why do people come? Like, I mean, what I love about it is it doesn't feel like a demo event, even though it's really properly done. It feels more like a community gathering that happens to have eloquent demoing.
Yeah. I mean, people come for a variety of reasons. And it depends on, I guess, everyone's personal story. Some people just love having the most innovative apps, most innovative technology. They want to know what's new. They can find it here. We have, you know, early stage startups that are just working on the newest thing. Same goes for investors. They don't know what the next big thing is. Is it going to be, you know, IoT? Is it going to be AR, VR?
Right.
They see that from, you know, the get-go when companies are just sprouting up. So that's why people come to Tech Day for different things. This is kind of one of them.
I think it's also just the energy in the room.
Yeah.
There are so many different companies. I think a main thing is we love to feature, you know, startups of all sizes and, you know, doing completely different things. So there's everything from like e-commerce platforms to B2B companies to fintech to like a health and fitness app that might like track your running. And so many people come to just find new companies to either work with or use in their day-to-day lives. And it's just great hearing. It's something like 80% of our attendees find a new company to use or a new app
product,
to use,
yeah.
a new product. So it's awesome.
There's always something
that.
For everyone, which is always the great thing. You never walk in and you're like, this was a waste of time. There's always something there for someone.
Let's give a quick shout out to someone who's been a part of Tech Day LA that we were talking about, Vanessa.
Yes.
Right? Can you tell us a little bit about... And Vanessa has been on the show. She has an app called Decorator App.
Yes.
Sebastian.
So I know her well. So she actually graduated from USC, I believe, 2 years ago now. She decided to not go to the corporate world like most people do and start her own business instead of joining another startup as well. So I met her, I guess, in the very early stages of her startup. And she came to Tech Day, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, knew a little bit what to expect, not exactly, which is, I guess, same for most people. And she really did the most of it. She was there for the whole day. She made herself, you know, approachable. She talked to everyone that she could meet. And this year, I actually just talked to her a few weeks ago. She's looking now to raise her seed round. She's doubled in size. Last year, yeah, she had 2 employees. Now she has 4. Like I said, she's raising her seed round now. She's looking for investors. So things are really picking up for her.
Totally.
And we're glad that we were be part of that journey, and hopefully can continue to be part of the journey.
It's exciting, right? I actually was just looking at Decorator app this morning because as you guys know, I'm like redoing my house.
Yeah.
And so with Decorator app is I could have a picture of my room. I'm like terrible at interior design. So I could have a picture of my room and then it crowdsource what my room should look like, which, yeah, is great for someone like me that I'm like inept. I'm like, what color should it be? Like, yeah, what couch goes in there? And so it's very fun to have that virtual reality of, yeah, of what is the potential of this room, yeah, looking like? And instead of me hiring, you know, a crazy fancy interior designer for a bazillion dollars,
yeah,
I crowdsource it with Decorator app.
Yeah,
you know?
It's so easy. Yeah. And it's crazy to think that she's probably 24 now. She just finished school. Like, yeah, anyone could really start their own business and, you know, hit the ground running.
Totally. And that's what I love about Tech Day LA too. Now it happens annually. Mm-hmm. Is it usually around the summertime?
Yes, so Tech Day LA is always in September, so just after the summer vacation. So everyone, all the investors are back from their, you know, school holidays that their children had. So they'll be there.
Or their jet-setting degrees.
Yeah. So everyone's actually back, focused, they're ready to work, and they're ready to, you know, get things done. And that's kind of how Tech Days, we're glad we're in September, and it's always around the same time then.
Mm-hmm. And where is it normally held? Are you always in the same venue?
I'd say not typically. This year we are. So we've been at the Reef. This will be our second year at the Reef.
It's
again,
such a cool location.
It's a gorgeous location. It's, yeah, in Maker. It's part of Maker City, LA. So it's pretty artsy in the building.
Tell
it's
us what Maker City is. Just in case.
Yeah. So Maker City, there's actually a co-working space in there. General Assembly had their downtown campus in there. There's a lot of trade shows and artsy things that are in there. They have an expo floor as well, which is where we are. So last year we pretty much maxed out the space. This year we'll definitely be maxing out the space.
And Maker City is like a bunch of makers.
So it's all individual artists that make their own handicrafts, materials, jewels, really anything. So it's good for creatives.
Totally.
Which I guess a lot of people in the startup world like to get in touch with and even are themselves.
Totally. I hear a lot of Burning Man artists create their features there. I've never been to Burning Man, but create whatever it's called, their art spectacles.
Yes.
Their art cars or whatever. Well, so cool. And so where do you see Tech Day LA going? Like, let's talk. Let's do the three ways. If I'm an investor, why do I have to go? It's like a must. If I'm a startup, what are my opportunities? And as an attendee, why should I make time on my Sunday or what day of the week?
It's a Thursday.
Okay. Why should I drive in LA traffic to come? Can we do the three? So investors, startup, and attendee.
Yeah. So investors, you can really meet any startup. So we have every industry from B2B, fintech, e-commerce, really anything. So if you're specific to one industry, you know exactly where to go. If you focus on a few industries, we have them all there for you. And then there's startups of every stage. So if you're an angel, you know, we have people that are raising their seed round or Series A. If you're a VC, we have people that are, you know, ready for that step. And even private equity investors come to most of our events because we have late stage companies like Dollar Shave Club and Uber and MeUndies, I guess, is getting up there now too. So you can really find
they're
anything.
There as well?
Yeah.
Presenting?
Yeah,
or demoing?
Both. So they come to the event.
Oh.
So they have a table usually.
That's dope. You guys, MeUndies, like if you guys are looking for like an engineering job or something like that,
that's
like,
why,
hello.
Yeah. Those are all the other attendees. They should come to find a job. Exactly. Yeah. So that's how you can really find companies of every size, depending on what you focus on as an investor. Same goes for industry. And you can really, it's informal, which is nice. So they're not going to be hustling you. You know, get your name and to bother you.
Right, right.
You can actually approach them because they're stuck at their booth, more or less. And it's pretty informal, which is nice. So you really
awesome.
Shake their hands. You can meet the founders, meet the people who are actually working there.
So I'd come in order to be in the know as an investor, mm-hmm. to get a job as a startup, mm-hmm. and to get the publicity as a startup. And how else do you aid in, and to raise money? How else do you aid in publicity and PR for the startups?
So we work with a number of the press. You know, it's open to the press. We vet them specifically and approve them as VIPs, as we do for investors. We've worked with everyone from like LA Times, Forbes, Business Insider, to like smaller niche tech blogs that are just, they, you know, feature interesting startups that they think are doing really cool things. And, you know, the startups that come in, they all are looking for different resources, all different sizes. There are companies that will come to me and say, hey, I really just want to, you know, build out my user base. I want to get my name out there in the LA tech scene. And just having a banner there and having thousands of people walk by your booth and just see your logo, people will automatically remember it. There are other companies, you know, that are later stage that come, you know, because they have open positions. There are companies that, of course, are raising and just want press awareness as well. That's there for them. While other companies are kind of looking to get in touch with just any of the resources we bring together. It's kind of the beauty of it. It's not just one focus. It's just so many different opportunities. And there's kind of everyone there for you to meet and network with.
Awesome. And I know that you guys usually do an informal happy hour before,
yep.
not the day of the event, but like a few months before. So depending on when you guys are listening to this, you may be listening to Future Esprit. know that, you know, if it's just before September, the particular year that you're listening to this episode, like be on the lookout for the happy hour. And we always like post about it on the We Are LA Tech app as well. So you can totally see that that's going on. Tell us about the happy hour.
Yep.
Well, yeah, we love staying in touch with the LA Tech community. You know, just because our event is just one day every September doesn't mean that we can't bring everyone together, you know, at other points in the year. So, you know, leading up to the event, we try to host happy hours and just work with some of our partners to bring together the community. Super informal, just some drinks, snacks, and talking about, you know, what everyone's working on. And it's just great to see everyone together.
It's great because it's all startups. So we don't invite just the general tech community. There won't be investors there. So you have to like have a pitch ready. There won't be job seekers there. So it's just startups. And it's great because you can really use the happy hours to get some validation, see what other founders might have done that were in your footsteps like 3 weeks ago or yesterday or 3 months ago. And really see where, if they're successful, where they went right, or if they weren't, what mistakes they had. And you can learn from them, which is really nice. And it's, you know, like I said, it's informal, so you don't have to have anything prepared. There's drinks. It's fun.
Very fun.
Awesome. And like, I know that you can't be too biased. So normally I ask, like, what's a startup? And I know we talked about Vanessa's startup that you've run across lately that's really impressed you in Los Angeles. But in order not to put you on the spot, what's like a really wild startup that you're like, whoa, I didn't know that existed? Like, I remember at the last Tech Day LA, you guys had this startup in the corner with the really loud music, and it was like a party on demand.
Yes.
That was kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You know, literally, you guys, for like $500, you could have a party on demand with like beer, a DJ, and pizza and everything. I was like, yeah, I need to do this like every day of my life.
Yeah.
What was that startup called?
Party on demand.
Party on demand.
Shut up. Well, then they branded themselves well.
Yeah.
See, look
all
at that.
About the branding.
So kudos to Party on Demand. I still got to hire you guys. So, what's one that like really like was super eccentric or something far out there that kind of tripped you out?
I have one I've been working with, a company called Liquid Art. They actually signed up to come last year, but they had like an emergency last minute and couldn't come. I was so bummed.
Yeah.
What they do is they do these domes and like live motion art.
Oh, cool.
Really cool. So they were going to bring like a small little dome in to fit into their booth and just have people will like lay down and you just watch live motion art above you.
That is
really cool.
That's
so that's
super
fun.
Cool.
There's so many different
things. And
what's
the URL for them?
The URL, probably Liquid Art.
Liquid Art, okay.
Yeah,
and you guys will, Carl's like amazing with the show notes. So Carl will put in the show notes for us. So from Vanessa's company to Tech Day LA and to Liquid Art, you'll be able to see all the links in the show notes so you could access it super easy. Yeah. How can, while we're talking, and I know we're about to wrap up the conversation, how can people connect with you guys directly? Like, are you on the social medias?
We are. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm Seb, SEB _Tanner. You can also feel free to shoot me an email. I'm just Sebastian at techdayhq.com. So I'm happy to help with, you know, whatever I can.
Yeah, we love, you know, getting in touch with anyone who's interested in kind of coming to our event in any aspect, from just attending to exhibiting, you know, whatever you guys need. We love bringing together the community and making connections. Yeah, shoot me an email, kc@techdayhq.com, and our Tech Day Twitter is techdayhq. So we have like news, we have articles, kind of everything.
And Casey, it's Casey with a C, right?
Casey with a C, yes. C-A-S-E-Y.
Yay. And if you had one ask of the community, something that they could do, something that you've noticed in the LA Tech community that they could do to either accelerate one another's growth or just kumbaya, something that just really stands out to you, maybe they, something that you've learned from other cities that you've worked in, what's some your ask of the community? What would that be?
I think the biggest difference that we've seen, the ask that I would have for the LA community, is to keep supporting each other. I see in New York and in London, they're both pretty competitive and aren't, I guess, competing companies aren't, don't have healthy competition. They actually are kind of mean.
Yeah.
Which is, I guess, fine. But here it's nice to see that everyone actually supports each other, cares about each other. It's,
yeah,
it's still a small but growing community,
yeah,
which is nice. So you really get to know everyone that's involved.
Yeah.
So just keep being there for each other. You know, it's small, you know, asking someone if they're doing okay, asking if they want to get a coffee. It's always nice to just have someone there. And that really makes a difference and it's impactful.
I'm really stoked that you said about the collaborative energy here, because I hear it from doing the podcast and the involvement that I have in the community. I hear it a lot. And I'm from LA, so I kind of, it's not that I don't see it, it's just I'm so in it that it's, yeah, not as obvious to me. And on so many interviews, people are like, LA's very collaborative, yeah, in startup culture. And I'm like, that's awesome.
That is
so
awesome.
Cool.
It,
yeah,
it really lets you build on the strength of the community, which is
totally
nice.
Totally.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like I know the answer to this, but I want to say why LA and not SF, but I would imagine you'd say because SF is so saturated.
It is. But also the community is just different. So we look for where we can actually come in and make a change and,
right,
you know, actually be impactful.
Yeah.
LA is already saturated. There's already events there. The resources are there. People know where to go. LA, when we started here 3 years ago, didn't really have anything that was all encompassing.
Yeah.
So we were trying to come in and be helpful. The first year we saw that it really was and people, yeah, enjoyed it. So we were excited to be back for our second, now our third year. And it's really just about the community. You're what kind of brought us here and what keeps us here, I guess. So we're excited.
That's, yeah, awesome. I feel like we saw that it was this emerging market that was, yeah, about to explode,
yeah,
and we're like, hey, this event is needed here. There's no other event company that's doing something like we're doing. The startup scene is about to blow up, and we've really seen that progress over the past 3 years,
totally,
how much it's grown. And it's been so exciting to be along for the ride and watch all of these startups succeed.
And I feel like it wouldn't do proper justice if I just didn't do a quick shout out to Cam Kashani, who co-founded Coloft,
yep,
which planted the seeds to create the LA Tech. Like, there was no LA Tech community.
Yeah.
And then Cam Kashani came
she
around.
It all.
So just shout out, anybody who knows Cam knows what I'm talking about. There's an episode with Cam, you could find out more there, but like really the LA Tech community wouldn't have started in the way that it did and how it did and accelerate at the pace that it has if it wasn't for, yeah, her. So amazing. Thank you so much. So everybody's like pounding on their car right now or like running faster on the treadmill. They're like, but Esprit, you're ending the episode and you haven't asked, is it free to get in? Or like, how much does it cost? I hear you guys in my like audio vibrations. I got it. I'm asking right now.
It is free. It is completely free to attend. So you can really see everything and anything you want for the price of $0.
And for a startup to demo?
For a startup to have a spot, we are currently in our early bird pricing until June 9th. So it's $425. We include everything. So table, chair, power, Wi-Fi, all
no
you bring
add-ons.
In. No, that's no add-ons. All you bring in is
everything's
like,
there.
Your own business cards, marketing materials, energy for a long day.
Yeah.
And it's all there for you.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast and for being so supportive of me as a human and of We Are LA Tech. And I just, I really, really, really love Tech Day LA. And I and Sebastian, actually, you guys don't know this, but had to do this interview twice. Thank you so much for being patient and not giving me a hard time about that.
Thanks for having me.
100%. You guys, make sure to stay up to date on the Tech Day LA happy hours. And when Tech Day is coming to town, you know you could do that super easy with the We Are LA Tech mobile app. It has a calendar of all the tech events going on in the community. Just go to wearelatech.com/app. That's wearelatech.com/app. We have it on both iPhone and Android, but we do have Android in private beta. So just tweet at wearelatech if you want access to the Android version. I will talk to you guys, hear you guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thanks so much for having us.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how. And it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com.
We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.